Welcome back to the Ball State Chat. I am your guest host, Jeff Ray. In the studio now, we are joined by a talented musical artist.
Yes, so today I'm joined by Brianna Bollinger. She is an amazing guitarist, songwriter, and artist here at Ball State. And she just released her brand new single, What Did You Expect, on all streaming platforms. And today we're going to talk about how she got into music, her Ball State journey, and how that ties into her music and her brand new single. So, Brianna, how did you get into music?
This is actually an interesting story because it's not the way that most musicians got into music, which is their family did music. Most people I talk to, you know, they're like, oh, I was, I popped out of the womb with a guitar in my hand. That was not me. That was totally not me. Nobody in my family did music. I remember when I was 16, because I was a sad, depressed little teenager, and I had this idea I wanted to write songs because I knew Taylor Swift wrote songs. That's all I knew. And then I remember getting this acoustic guitar when I was 16 and Googling what is a fret. And that's pretty basic. If you play guitar, you know what I'm talking about, what a fret is. But that was my first musical experience. I was like, I picked the wrong hobby. I didn't stop. And I played guitar for a couple years, in my bedroom quietly, as one does. And when I turned about 18 and graduated high school, as one does, I was like, okay, what do you do now? And there was Ball State, like a shining beacon of hope. So I signed up for some music classes. And this was really amazing for developing me musically because I was kind of behind where most people are because I was 16 the first time I picked up a guitar. So I got to take some amazing classes with some amazing professors and kind of bring me up to date with my musical journey. And now I'm 21 and I just released my first single. And I've gotten to spend the last year playing out in Nashville a whole lot, meeting so many amazing musicians, co-writing so many amazing musicians, and I've also had some amazing internship opportunities through Ball State. I've been able to intern at Carnival Music in Nashville and met some amazing people there as well. So yeah, that's my short little story.
Yeah, and at first you actually weren't pursuing a degree at all. You were just kind of taking classes that were in the professional music program. So what made you decide to change and start pursuing an actual music business degree?
That is a good question. So my parents are very like open-minded and unconventional, and they always told me growing up, you don't need a college degree and stuff. So that was very freeing for me. And I was like, yay, I won't ever have to go to school again. So I decided to take some classes unrelated to any major. I took some music publishing classes, some performance classes, some really fun classes. And I just kept telling myself, I'll just take these classes and have fun. And then it got to a point where I was like, wait, I can take a few more and get a music business degree. And that would be really advantageous to my career, to my professional career, to my musical career. And it's very easy here at Ball State. And also Ben Graves kept telling me, please get a degree. So I started listening to Ben Graves a little bit. But yeah, that I kind of just realized the advantages in the professional world of having a degree, you know, and it's quite easy to do here. So yeah.
Yeah, and what do you think the advantages have been of getting your music business degree? And you're actually graduating this fall, correct?
This fall. I'm super excited.
Yeah. Yes. So what do you think you've learned through that program?
I learned a lot, especially with music business, because I think that's extremely important, the business side of it. Because a lot of musicians, I talk to a lot of musicians, even full-time performing musicians that I meet in Nashville, they have no idea about a lot of basic things that you would learn with a music business degree. I think that's very important, that side of it, especially with me. I'm a songwriter, I'm a guitar player, I'm an independent artist. I'm doing all my own things, and I definitely don't want to end up in a position where I sign a bad deal or I have a dumb thing happen to me that could have been prevented by taking a music business degree. You know, so I've gotten to take all these business classes and entrepreneurship classes, and all of these, I've learned all these amazing things that I feel like are going to be and have been so helpful to me. You know, I've gotten to meet other people with similar career interests, and now, you know, with Capstone, we're working on making this music video, which is great to see everything that goes into that with, you know, deadlines and cooperating with other people and working in a group. So a lot of that, I think, has been super helpful as opposed to just getting a flat out, you know, music degree.
Yeah, for sure. So what kind of music do you create?
The million-dollar question. So, I mean, I would say currently I'm in kind of the pop rock area. I am very much a songwriter. I love lyricism. I actually write a lot of country, and I would love to get a publishing deal writing for a country publishing company, but I don't do country music, surprisingly. Some of my biggest influences, obviously Taylor Swift. I was raised on Taylor Swift. She's my mother. Bruce Springsteen, also lyrically, was a big influence. Currently, I'm on a Tate McRae. You know, this is my Tate McRae era right now. But yeah, I would say definitely a lot of pop. And I also play guitar, so I like to interject that rock feeling into everything I do.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you want to do after you graduate? What do you think you're going to do after Vol State?
I feel very equipped now to go and move to Nashville and do the whole full-time musician thing. I'm actually playing guitar for a couple girls right now, which has been really fun. That's been a great experience. And I'd like to continue doing that, continue releasing music, writing music. My goal is ultimately to have a publishing deal as a writer and to have a full-time career as an artist. And I definitely feel much more equipped for it now than if I had just gone and moved to Nashville a couple years ago, you know. So once I graduate this fall, that is my plan, unless I change my mind, which I have been known to do. But currently, yeah, I'm gonna go at it with everything I've got. And if you know me, you know I don't ever really stop, even when I'm doing a dubiously questionable thing. So
yeah, for sure. I mean, that's just the life of a musician, though. It's just like never stopping and just doing it, even when you're busy. So what would you tell other students who are thinking about pursuing a music business degree, specifically at Vol State?
I would tell them absolutely yes. I would recommend it so much. I think songwriting is another a degree that a lot of music people talk about, but when choosing between that and music business, I would definitely recommend music business, because for me personally, I think there's no greater way to learn songwriting than to do it, than to write songs, write with other people. Co-writing is so important. Also, if you can take a class with Kirsty Manna, please do it, because that one will change your life. But I would definitely recommend it, especially if you want to do music in any way, even if you don't want to be an artist, even if you're just like, I just want to be a songwriter, I want to be an engineer. This is very important to know these things. And, you know, obviously there are a lot of resources today, and a lot of people are like, oh, I'm just going to go to YouTube. I'm going to go to Wikipedia. And that is definitely, you can do that, but that's going to take a lot more time and effort. And also, it's the internet. And, you know, there is such a thing as made up information. So going to college and actually learning these things from professors and getting to interact with other people who are doing it, who want to do it, is super important, I think. I would recommend it.
So where can people stream your new song?
Anywhere where music is streamed. On Spotify, if you look me up, Brianna Bollinger, Apple Music, on Amazon Music, Pandora, and I'm also releasing a music video as well. So, yeah.
Awesome. That, when does that come out?
That actually came out last Friday. So that's out on YouTube now, and you can watch that anywhere where the internet is.
Perfect. And then will you tell us a little bit about your behind the scenes to your music video? How is that going?
That was super fun. That was one of the funnest things I've gotten to do. I rented out this old, gorgeous looking house for about 6 or 7 hours. And I had some amazing friends, Anthony and Kimberly, who came to film and to take photos. And I actually had about 4 different fits and 2 different makeup looks. And taking off black winged eyeliner and putting on a new eyeshadow look in 5 minutes, it's stressful, but it was very fun. It was super awesome. Fun.
Yeah, you were basically like your own makeup artist and everything. That's the life of an indie artist. Well, thank you so much, Brianna, for coming on this segment of the Vol State Chat. Jeff, take it away.
Yes, a big thank you to all our guests for being here today. A reminder to catch the Spring Showcase here on the Gallatin campus this coming weekend. Thank you, India and Carly, for sharing your inspiring story. And be sure to follow Brianna on all the music streaming platforms. And thank you, Wendy and Chloe, for co-hosting this week. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the episode of this Vol State Chat. A friendly reminder that today's show will be available to download as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and many other platforms. We have now expanded to include iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Just search for the Vol State Chat on your favorite podcast app or website. For comments and suggestions, you could reach us at pr@volstate.edu. That's pr@volstate.edu. Hope everyone has a great afternoon. Keep it right here for more great music on WVCP 88.5 FM. As we exit today, we're going to be playing Brianna's new song, What Do You Expect?
One look, it started with one look. Dangerous, but I never learned. crossing out pieces of me like a crossword in an old book. Figure me out, then close the last page without a last look. Don't exist.